step in to the savory moment. If you live in Alaska or the Pacific Northwest and you ever want to know what it feels like to be truly rich, just head for the hills. If you venture out in autumn, you'll find not just blueberries and red huckleberries dangling from branches like rubies and sapphires, but also, on the ground, coins, scattered in bright clumps, as though cast by a generous traveler meandering toward the heart of the woods. Those would be chanterelle mushrooms. Chanterelles, both winter and golden varieties, love rain. So seek this treasure 2 or 3 days after a period of heavy rainfall, which prompts the underground colony to send up its trumpet-shaped fruiting bodies. Choose a wet slope and look for mushrooms near spruce trees, especially where moss is present. When harvesting, be sure to follow good mushroom etiquette. Leave a few chanterelles behind to release their spores. Pick those you do harvest from the stem without disturbing the colony below. Tread lightly on the land. And finally, in deference to other harvesters, keep any productive location you find close to your chest. After all, few things are as precious as a good secret. Back home, brush off any soil or spruce needles from your chanterelles. Then sauté with butter, shallots, kosher salt, cracked pepper, and fresh thyme. Serve over thick egg noodles alongside a glass of dry white wine, and you've got a feast the likes of which money just can't buy. Find the full recipe for forest chanterelle pasta at savorymoment.org. From the studios of KCAW in Sitka, Alaska, I'm Beth Shortroads. Whatever is on your dinner table tonight, may you savor the moment.